This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
What's your comfort level in this offense right now? One game
in? Yeah, I think we're building. I think I felt good, kind of reciting the plays and getting out of the huddle and getting in and out of checks, out there during the game. So it felt good to get that in a game's rep, and I think it'll continue to get better between me and coach. And I think the more we do, and the more we're kind of seeing the same things and stuff we can revert back to in a game setting, will always kind of help us going forward. And I think those guys, that were catching the football and blocking up front, I thought they, played their butts off. And I think, they deserve a lot of credit, and I got to do my part.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was Drake May discussing his comfort level going into year two and week two with Josh McDaniels calling the plays, coach, as he refers to him. I'll get to your phone calls coming up, 617-779-7937. I was reading Twitch chat in the break. Just a lot of people sharing their recollections of where they were on 9/11, which is just interesting to read. We're reading along with that. This text as well. I'm curious if this is true, but somebody texted Greg on AAF. It was Tool Schism playing, and they cut in the second plane hit. So
that's an interesting trivia question.
I wonder if Greg remembers that. And so continue to share that. Text line, Twitch, we're reading along here today on Jones and Keefe. But it is a Thursday at high noon, which means it's time to go on the clock. This week we're going to tell you what the Patriots need to do to get their first win of the year in 60 seconds each. How do they do it against Miami? You want first up?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right, let's put them on the clock, Nick.
All right, here you go. They're going to have to run the ball. I know that sounds boring, but they need to run the ball. They didn't run it effectively in the first half, then they went away from it in the second half. Their running back, the Cerberus backfield, which many are calling, needs to have a big game. I would up the snaps for Travion Henderson as well as the touches. I also want to see more Steph Diggs on the field. Didn't play enough snaps for me. Was pretty effective when he was out there. Let Drake May run a little bit. Daniel Jones had two rushing touchdowns for the Colts against the Dolphins last week. Let Drake May run 7-8 times in this game. Defensively, they need to turn over Tua. Tua has owned the Patriots in his time, 7-0 against the Pats, but he had three turnovers last week against Indy. Threw two picks, also had a fumble. His coach is calling him out. The Dolphins are already giving up on their coach. You gotta take advantage of their mistakes, which there will be a lot of. And then you got to bottle up Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Waddle's already banged up. Tyreek Hill's dealing with stuff off the field, as it always is, but you can't let him beat you for the 80-yard touchdown, because that's probably how they're going to score.
There you go. That is how the Patriots get their first win in just 60 seconds, according to Rich Keefe. By the way, if you want to go on the clock yourselves,
please do.
It's been a while since I've reminded people of that.
Yeah, people can do it 30 seconds.
Yeah, you don't get 60.
Go crazy.
No.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
No, we have the stamina to go 60 seconds, Keefe. You guys get 30 seconds on the clock.
Some days are better than others.
But if you want to tell us how the Patriots will get their first win, 617-779-7937. We have more thoughts on Drake May coming up. I'll tell you right now, there's going to be some overlap. But I'll go on the clock here right now, Nick. what the Patriots need to do to get their first win in just 60 seconds. Mike Vrabel can't get outcoached again. He got outcoached by Pete Carroll last week. Team was flat. They were sloppy. Too many penalties. No adjustments in the second half. It needs to end there. Drake May also can't get too amped up. He's amped up early in these games. High throws. He's inaccurate. He turned it over last week. That can't happen. An interception. He's lucky he didn't lose a fumble. Will Campbell fell on top of it. And he needs to start piling up W's. You need belief in that locker room. And you're on the hot seat as the franchise quarterback if you can't start doing that soon. So he needs to do that. I want to see more out of Steph Diggs. He was limited in his return. I like what I saw. So put more on his plate. Travion Henderson needs to at least be a 50-50 split with Ramondre Stevenson. He's the more explosive player. Get him on the field. No Christian Gonzalez, so you got to limit big plays against the Dolphins. They gave up 9 last week against Geno. That's too many. Get 2 off his first read. He's going to panic if you do. And let the Dolphins do the rest. They want to implode. Let them implode and fire Mike McDaniel. That's what they want to do, so let them do it.
Yeah, Vrabel was big early on with a lot of his talking points about, you know, there's like the good, the bad stuff that gets you beat or take advantage of other teams' mistakes, like all that kind of rhetoric. But it's true. Like, the Dolphins are a team that are basically, like, begging you to win the game. Like, the nobody likes the Colts. Nobody thought the Colts were any great shakes.
Nope.
And they dominated the Dolphins. So this will be interesting. Like, usually teams aren't, like, backed into a corner in week 2. Like, I feel like it's pretty rare to be, like, this early in the season be like, oh, they have to win or they're either going to fire their coach or there's going to be sweeping changes. Like, if they keep the coach in there for some reason, you got to do drastic changes because you can't start the year the way that you started if you're the Dolphins.
So it's an interesting point. I'm just looking at some of the other 0-1 matchups out there this
week.
Okay, is Daboll in that spot yet? Daboll against Dallas?
So Daboll is in a different spot than McDaniel because their first-round pick quarterback hasn't played yet, and more of the scuttlebutt would be, does Daboll get Jackson Dart in over Russell Wilson, and then that sort of extends his time? Like, with McDaniel, this is his guy. He's Tua. He's had success with Tua. He's also had some bad, you know, years with Tua. He kind of called him out a little bit this week. So he, I would say, is nearing, like, the hot seat overall. But there's that weird kind of, I don't know, there's, like, the upside of Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart's on the horizon. Now, we thought that was going to work out in Mayo's favor. I guess he survived the year technically last year.
Right. So maybe, you know, Mike McDaniel, even though I picked Daboll as the first coach fired, the way things are trending,
McDaniel's,
the Dart thing might buy him some more time. McDaniel doesn't really have that.
Good point. Tagovailoa.
Thank you. Is Stefanski in that spot yet? They're on the road against the Ravens this week. They are 11.5-point dogs, by the way.
So another guy similar to Daboll, actually.
You could go to Shadur.
Go to Shadur or Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, maybe.
Who they drafted over Shadur?
Wasn't Shadur the emergency quarterback last week?
Was he? I actually don't know.
I think he was.
Dylan Gabriel the backup?
Was a backup.
Oh, okay.
How about that? The only other 0-1 versus 0-1 outside of Pat's Dolphins is Bears and Lions. I don't think anybody's on the hot seat there. Ben Johnson just got there.
No.
Ben Johnson's ready for some Bears fans to turn on him, though, if he can't figure out how to challenge calls and kick out of bounds.
No, Johnson and Vrabel are probably two of the safest coaches, even though they both started 0-1.
No. So I think, look, you, the Dolphins, and maybe they respond, maybe they stick up for their guy or you know, they're backed into a corner and they answer, they respond at home.
Yeah.
That'd be a real bad story for Vrabel and the Pats. How do they get their first win? You can discuss at 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, you have Drake May. He was asked, and he's been asked, here on WEEI. Vrabel started the ball rolling on this early in the week where there might be too much on Drake May's plate. Here's what May had to say about that yesterday.
Is anything too much on your plate?
No, I mean, I think, like I said, previously, anytime you're playing quarterback in the NFL, it's a lot on your plate. You know, you're playing quarterback for, you know, one of 32 teams. You know, it's a lot, and you know, something I don't take for granted. You know, what a special position it is in this league, and there's a lot of good that comes with it, and there's a lot of stuff that's on your plate, and that's just part of it. So trying to do whatever I can to, you know, study as much as I can and, hear the play calls and study the formations before he calls them. And, like I said, there's a lot of things that go into it, being accurate and play calling and getting in and out of plays. So just trying to, like I said, get a good grip on it. I think the more we do that, you know, kind of throughout the weeks and as the season goes on, the better I'll feel for in this offense.
So two questions. Number one, can May handle all of this? I don't think we know the answer to that yet. So we can continue to get our answers as the weeks go along. I'm a little shaken after week 1, but I can get back on board if he's better this week. So can he handle being a starting quarterback? Can he handle being a starting quarterback in New England for Vrabel, for McDaniels, all of it? We're going to find out. How do they help him? And I think some of this overlaps with our 60-second plans, but how do they help him get back on track this week?
Well, I think the easiest way to help him would be if the offensive line and the running backs are good, and if they have a good game. Looking at it last week, the Dolphins, now it was kind of tilted because the Colts ended up running it 40 times because they were up big in the second half.
Yeah, a lot of that was right. They were stomping them and they just ran the game.
But they did run for about 4 yards a carry. And you just figure if Stevenson and Henderson have a pretty good game and it's constantly second and short, third and short for Drake May, that opens up the playbook a little bit more, makes it a lot easier for him. And if you don't have that and you're behind, like with any quarterback, right? Like if they're constantly in those positions, then you're either, you know, more likely to turn it over. Maybe you're trying to make like a hero type play, or you just end up punting a lot. And it's just really, really frustrating. So I think if those guys are good, but I also think he does seem to have a decent rapport with both Kayshon Booty and Steph Diggs. Like he threw to Steph Diggs a lot for the percentage of times that he was out there. And so I would do more of that. And also just thinking about all this talk about, you know, if he's got too much on his plate or whatever, there's also sort of a side conversation to like having too much on the plate makes it sound like he doesn't know the playbook, right? Or almost like that's, or like, or there's too much there. Or there's too many nuances there that he can't comprehend.
I mean, yeah. Or he's just, he's not playing. He's thinking like, is kind of how I'd interpret it. Yeah.
But also, so then you're saying, all right, is he somebody that, like, is Josh McDaniels going to be able to just utilize his best skills and, like, what he does best?
Right.
Or is he just constantly be like, no, this worked for me in the past with the greatest quarterback of all time. I want you to do this. Or it's even worked for me to a lesser degree with quarterbacks that had this type of skill set. When is he going to adapt, right? So I think maybe to also answer your question is, like, how willing is Josh McDaniels to sort of bend a little bit?
Yeah, by taking something off his plate. That would be, Curran talked about this with us earlier in the week. Like, you don't need to audible out of a million different plays. You don't need to give him options walking up to the line. Like, you can simplify it, streamline it. And we got a text about this early in the show. You can also just let him let it rip. Mm. Meaning, all right, we're not going to dink and dunk. We're going to throw down the field. His arm is an asset. His legs are an asset. Let him run. Let him air it out. He's making mistakes anyway when you have him dink and dunk, and he seems overwhelmed like last week. So at least the trade-off, if he's going to make mistakes, should be big plays. Last week, to me, was the worst combination of all of it. I used to say this routinely about Mac. I'm like, Mac Jones, who is going to start this weekend, it sounds like, for the 49ers in New Orleans against the Saints, Mac used to make constant mistakes, and he gave you no big plays. It was like the worst combination where there was no upside all the mistakes.
Yeah,
and I kind of felt like that watching Drake last week. They weren't pushing the ball downfield. He wasn't getting out and utilizing his legs. There were no design runs or hardly any design runs. So to me, that's just the worst combination. If he's going to make mistakes anyway, I at least want the trade-off of some big plays.
Well, this is why I also go back to, like, with Drake May specifically and as the season goes on and, like, what you're looking for, there is kind of two different things. Obviously, wins are the most important. And you see it right now with a guy like Bo Nix. Like, he's not exactly lighting it up, but he's not losing games for his team, and he's getting wins, so that's going to sort of buy you some more time. Then there's a guy like, you know, Justin Herbert from a few years ago, where early on, even when he had bad coaches, and even though the team would lose stupid games and they'd go for it on every fourth down, the guy's throwing for like 30-something touchdowns. He's slinging the ball for like 4,000 yards. You're like, all right, I see something there. So like in either one of those, you could see something. But if it's another loss, which has been pretty much a constant for Drake May's career, and then it's also another one of these like one touchdown, one pick, one fumble, 220-yard games. You're like, anybody can do that.
Seriously.
Any quarterback that's in the NFL could do that.
Text line, letting him let it rip also means you're not developing him. I have big questions if they developed him at all this offseason, watching him in week one.
Yeah, right.
You know, so right. Like they may not have developed him. And so now you got to go out there and win some games. And I'm not telling you we know the answer. Text line has also taken me to task. They're like, how can you say a team is ready to implode in week two? That's not the Patriots we're talking about. We're talking about Miami. I don't know. I look at all the stuff going on with the Dolphins. They are ripe for the taking. Tua's getting called out by former teammates.
Yeah.
Him and Tyreek have had weird comments.
McDaniel was like, yeah, he wasn't up to snuff.
McDaniel was another one. Yeah, what did he see? He was like, it's unsatisfactory.
Closer to death.
No, well, he said something like that. But he was like,
he talks oddly. But
yeah. He's a nerd boy, according to Rex Ryan. Yeah. And so, yeah, I just,
I'd say the good news and the positive is I don't see how it could be worse.
No, that's fair. That is fair. He's right about that. So Tyreek,
less than to be desired.
There it is.
Was what he said. About
there it
Tua's
is.
Performance.
That's how humans talk. So, you know, like Tua and Tyreek have had a weird thing all offseason. Tyreek is being investigated now by the league for 8 more counts of domestic violence he's been accused of by his estranged wife. So you have that going on. You have a coach that came into the year on the hot seat and then laid an egg in week 1 against the Colts, whose coach was also on the hot seat going into the year,
yeah,
and you
nice
got stopped
up.
By them.
Yeah, you get smoked.
So it's a team that's ready to implode. You can't lose to this team. You really, really can't. And I would go back to, we've done a lot of comparing Drake May to J.J. McCarthy. McCarthy already has a win.
Yeah.
He already has a come-from-behind win. We all watched it on national TV. He beat Caleb Williams, who was very unimpressive. But in that game, one underrated thing about Kevin O'Connell, it has a great scheme. We're both fans of him, Keith. We got a lot of flack when we had him as a top-tier head coach in the league. I think on Monday you saw some of why mm-hmm. we feel that way. Mm-hmm. I think he called for 23 dropbacks, if I have the math right. 20 pass attempts and 3 sacks. They ran it 26 times in that game. And they were down. They were down the whole time. Chicago scored on their opening drive. They were down 17-6 at one point in time. He didn't abandon the run. He didn't get away from it. And you don't need to run to win, but it needs to be a part of your play calling. And I yeah. think if Josh McDaniels and Vrabel were going to take anything back from their game last week, they got away from that way too quick. It was a close game. You were winning in the second half. You were only down a score for most of the second half, and they completely and totally got away from it. I'd imagine they want that one back, and I would firmly expect that to be fixed this week, or at least if they haven't fixed the run game, they're going to lean into it much more.
Yeah, because I don't think you're really in a position where you're going to win a lot of games just based off your pass game right now, and that's everybody. That's Drake May included. Yeah, he's airmailing throws. But your receivers, I think, have at least elevated from a year ago up to, like, average. Like Booty, Diggs, Douglas. Like, okay, like you'll take that compared to what it was last year. I know it's only one player different, but the other two guys I think are better. Booty's better, right? Like, I think those guys
I'm
are
not
more
sure Pop is, but,
maybe
but
not.
Booty
maybe
is.
Not.
Yeah, yeah.
But those two guys are a little bit better. And then the pass blocking is still a little bit up in the air, right? So like all of that, you're not saying, all right, we're going to go out there and we're just going to chuck it around nonstop. But I do think Drake May having a little bit more freedom or not being terrified to let him run, like, that needs to be included more in the offense.
Let's see. This is a comment from the Twitch chat. M. Collier in the Twitch chat. I'm just wondering when the larger Boston sports media finally starts to turn the page on May. Is it October? Is it November? Is it December? He says the water is heating up, and the boiling point is coming soon.
Well, he's going to get the full season. He's going to get easily the full season, if not more.
It's not. I don't think it's going to be October. I mean, we're questioning him after one bad start against the Raiders, so we're questioning it, but I still believe in him. I don't know when I would bail, but if they don't win enough games this year.
Oh, if they're like 1-8 or something insane, then like.
But like, let's say they're 6-11 at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, the questions about is Drake May the guy, they're going to be
fair.
They're going to be fair, and it's going to be pretty loud.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine he gets a third season, almost no matter what he does. Matt got a third season, for God's sake.
Well, he still technically hasn't played a full season yet.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll get year three for sure.
But he should get year three. But the questions going into year three will be pretty loud if they don't win enough games this year, independent of his statistics and how he looks. If they're not winning games, which some of these other quarterbacks in the 2024 class are already doing,
yeah.
If they're not winning games, there's going to be questions about him, and they're going to be more than fair. Oh. There's already questions about him.
100%. Yeah, no, I think it's a massive year for him. I said yesterday, it's like the most important thing for the whole year is what Drake May looks like at the end of it. We said the same thing about Mac Jones 3 years ago, and, you know, it was a bad answer, but we got an answer. Like, right? Like that, but that was paramount to that season. It was like, what is your first-round pick quarterback? And you're like, oh, he's not the answer. And then you moved on. But there were a lot of signs. But I know there's plenty of people in the anti-Drake May camp that – just would like to see more improvements quicker than what we've seen, which I understand. But you also have to realize this was his 12th start,
right?
Or whatever.
I don't think he played well against the Raiders. Maybe we've overstated how bad it is, but I don't think he played well against the Raiders. That doesn't mean he's doomed, but I think we could all agree that we expected more week 1. I think that's fair to say. Doesn't mean he's going to suck. Doesn't mean he can't be a franchise quarterback. Doesn't mean he isn't the guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But week one, he wasn't. And week one, I think we all expected more. And that's him individually. Mm-hmm. That's as a team out of the Patriots. That's how we feel going into a big game this weekend against the Miami Dolphins. How do they win it? You can discuss 617-779-7937. And what can they do to help Drake May in week two here with Josh McDaniels and that offense? We'll get to it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.